Today in Your Health, we'll look at how online images influence teenage behavior. But first, researchers have developed an experimental blood test for people in their 70s that can predict which of them will soon develop Alzheimer's disease. If the test pans out, seniors would have an easy way to assess their risk. But NPR's John Hamilton reports that they would also face a difficult decision about how much they want to know.
It's already possible to detect signs of Alzheimer's long before symptoms appear, but it's not easy. Howard Federoff, a professor of neurology at Georgetown University, says one option is a spinal tap.
Not only is it painful, but you could have headache and you could have bleeding.
Or you could have a brain scan.
But they're very expensive.
So Federoff and a team of researchers set out to find something better. They took blood from more than 500 people aged 70 and older. Then, he says, they looked to see who developed Alzheimer's in the next 5 years.
We asked in individuals who went from being cognitively normal to now being cognitively impaired, what was different in their blood relative to those who were cognitively normal and remain cognitively normal?
Federoff says the team sifted through more than 4,000 potential indicators to discover just a handful that were really accurate.
We discovered that 10 blood lipids, fats, predicted whether someone would go on to develop a cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's.
If levels of those blood fats were low, Federoff says, there was a better than 90% chance that a person would have cognitive problems within 2 or 3 years.
As tests go, it's a pretty good one.
Federoff says the results, which appear in the journal Nature Medicine, are preliminary. The approach still needs to be tried in people of different ages and different racial groups, and the test is still a long way from mainstream use. Even so, he says,
it lays open initially the question, okay, so now I know, what can I do? And as a clinical community, I think we need to be very responsible so that we can deploy the right professionals to help families understand the implications of a positive test that could be life-altering.
The problem is that there still isn't a good treatment for Alzheimer's. But of course, treatment is only one reason to get tested. Jason Karlowish from the University of Pennsylvania says some people are already being tested for a gene that increases the risk of Alzheimer's.
Knowing what their next 5, 10, 15-year risk of developing cognitive impairment is very relevant to making plans around retirement and where they live. So there's certainly a role for knowing that information for some people in a way that I think makes sense around issues of life planning.
On the other hand, Karlowish says people who have the Alzheimer's gene and know it tend to rate their own memories worse than people who have the gene but don't know it. Knowing also seems to hurt people's performance on memory tests. Karlowish says the biggest concern about Alzheimer's testing, though, probably has to do with stigma and identity.
How will other people interact with you if they learn that you have this information? And how will you think about your own brain and your sort of sense of self? I mean, among all of our organs, our brain is the sort of seat of our autonomy. And to be told that your brain is at risk of developing cognitive problems is potentially transforming information for an individual.
Karlowish says it may be easier for people to learn they are at risk if we all begin to view Alzheimer's in a different way.
Right now in America, when we talk about Alzheimer's disease, it's on the basis of criteria that were developed in 1984. And those criteria, simply put, kind of divide Alzheimer's disease into a category. You either have Alzheimer's disease dementia or you're normal. You don't have it. And I think subsequent research has shown that that model is inadequate.
Karlowish says a better model might be more like heart disease. It starts with biological changes years before symptoms appear, and there is no bright line separating healthy people from those in early stages of the disease. John Hamilton, NPR News.